The story of Job is a story that is well known by all religions and people of the earth. Some days ago, I was speaking with a Muslim sister, a friend, and I asked her, "Do you have the book of Job in the Quran?" And she said, "Yes." Job, incidentally, turns out to be some of the richest books in the Bible. It's a book that confirms this same gospel that Jesus Christ brought to the world. Job, in his tribulation and in his difficult trying moment, represents humanity in its great travail and pain. It represents humanity as humanity faces the horrors of a life in this world without God, without Father. And there is something that happened after all the words of Job, after all the words of his friends. Job came face to face with the voice of God. The Bible says that out of a whirlwind, God spoke to Job and asked him to stand up as a man. Praise God. I'm going to read this fast. You see this in Job chapter 38. The Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind. "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Get up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou thee. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? If thou hast understanding, who has laid the measures thereof? If thou knowest, or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together for joy, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy." Praise God. You can see that God asked Job a series of questions. Where were you? You who think that you have understanding, you who think you are wise, you man of the earth, you terrestrial man who think you know too much. Where were you when this world was created, when this world was founded, and this world, what makes this world work the way it works? Where were you when I laid the foundation, the cornerstone? Where were you? Job, stand up as a man and answer me. Where were you when the sons of the morning, that's the morning stars, sang together, and when the sons of God shouted for joy? Do you know that if Job had the answer to this question, Job would have been delivered in an instant from his misery? Unfortunately, at that point in time, Job did not have that understanding. Job did not have that revelation that the Spirit is giving to us this very moment. Praise God. Job, where were you? But thank God, because by the Spirit, we have the answers to these questions today. Thank God for the gift of enlightenment that is shining in the hearts of men today. Because today we can answer these very questions. And the response to this question is like a key back into omnipotence. It's like a key back into the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where were you? If this question today is being thrown to humanity, and today by the Spirit of God, we can preach a message like this, because it says that the Spirit of God, the inspiration of the Almighty, gives us understanding, the possibility to know the very deep things of God, the things of God that are hidden from the men of this age, is all within our grasp today, freely by the Spirit of God. Praise God. So we should be praising God. Brethren, we should be thanking God. Because these questions are here right now to be answered. Praise God. Hallelujah. The fullness of time has come, and God expects that every child who has found himself in a great transgression will rediscover himself back in the place of life. Praise God. This wisdom here goes beyond the realms of religion. Many people have read these scriptures and kind of they look, gaze into the skies, and they kind of appreciate God for the physical creation that they see, not realizing that the physical creation that we see today is nothing but a shadow of the real world. What we see in this world today with the natural eyes are simply expressions of the invisible things of God. For it says right from the in the book of Romans chapter 1 that the invisible things of God are made manifest today by the things that are seen. And how is this possible if not by the Spirit of God, the illumination that we are getting today, hallelujah, from above. Teachings like this helps us to awaken back into that dimension of pure light that we fell from. It is written that in Adam, all die. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But today, through Christ, through the revelation from above, man has been reconciled back to that glory. Man has unhindered access back to that glory. Praise God. So we have to leave the beggarly elements, the elementary things of the faith. Praise God. God wants us to be catapulted back into a realm, into a dimension, into a consciousness, into a state of pure spiritual being, exactly like those morning stars that God spoke about in the book of Job. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, John sees the Alpha and the Omega, which actually is an allegorical presentation of God, the body of God, which we call the body of Christ. John was seeing a many-membered body. John was seeing the glory of God embedded in one man. For it is written that in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. So what John was seeing was an embodiment of the glory of God. Praise God. And as it is written, in him we are complete. Praise God. In him we are complete. The intention of God is to gather all men into that body so that they can be partakers once more of the glory of God. When John beheld the Alpha and the Omega, it is written that he saw at the right hand seven stars. These are the Pleiades. Have you heard of the famous Pleiades? this cluster of stars, the brightest in the skies? These are the seven stars. Praise God. And what we are seeing actually is a picture of the sons of God. We are seeing the morning stars. These are personalities. These are messengers. These are servants of God. These are gods. These are sons of God who dwell, who inhabit the very right hand of God. The right hand of God is an allegory pointing to the place of the fullness of God himself. The right hand side of God represents the place of immortality, the place where corruption has no say. Is the place of all power, is the place of the blessing, is the place of joy. Praise God. Psalm 16 says that thou shalt not leave thy what? Thy Holy One. Thou shalt not cause thy Holy One to suffer corruption. So thou shalt guide him to that place at your right hand, the place of delights, the place of life. Praise God. This is the company of those who walk as the sons of God, the morning stars. Praise God. The great promise to the church today, we see this in a message to the church. I think that is to the church in Pergamos or Thyatira. It speaks about, to him that overcomes, will I give the morning star. To him that can hear the words of the prophecy, to him that can hear what the Spirit is saying, I will give the morning star. Praise God. And this same Alpha and the Omega in the last chapter of the book of Revelation says that I am the bright and the morning star. So you can see a connection here. He says that I am the bright and the morning star, and in the message to the churches, it says that to him that overcomes will I give the bright and morning star. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. You see, what when you hear the voice of God in this hour, what the voice of God is doing is gathering the sons of God who are sleeping in their graves, who are sleeping in mortality, in a sense of immortality. It's actually a mistaken identity. He's gathering the sons who are sleeping in the earth, walking as carnal beings, ignorant of their true nature, ignorant of their origin, ignorant of their true lives. Praise God. So those who can hear the voice, receive this message from above. This is the communication of the Spirit awakening the sons of God who are deep asleep in all spheres of humanity. Praise God. He's gathering them back into that consciousness of the bright and morning star. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you look at the stars in the sky, what you are actually seeing is a parable of yourself. It's a parable of the light creature that you are. It is a parable of your eternal attributes that never pass away. You see, generations come, generations go, but you notice that that star, that bright and morning star, remains there from generation to generation. That is you. And God wants you to rest, to be restored back to that fresh state. Praise God. Because in reality, God is trying to remind every man today out there that he was in God before this world was. Praise God. God was showing a mystery to Job when he spoke about the morning stars that sang together, and the sons of God that shouted of, you know, for joy, when God created the heavens and the earth, before this world came into being, a company of people. These are the stars of God, the morning stars, the sons of God, who have their life hid in God. Praise God. You can see that you have been in Christ from the beginning. That is why Jesus Christ says to the disciples, "You have been with me from the beginning." Brethren, this is reality. It calls for an awakening back from the elementary things of this world, back into the life of the Spirit. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. It is written that by Him all things were created, both visible and invisible. Everything you see, the elements in this world, everything you can see, you can touch, came out of the Christ. And the Lord is revealing a mystery today, that you are in Him when this world was founded. Praise God. What we see in this world today is your song. Hallelujah. Praise God. What you see today is your very song. Everything you see in this natural dimension is like a song, a spiritual proverb, singing praise to the Lord, singing praise to the beloved. Hallelujah. You see that in the book of Psalms, all over Psalm 148, when it says, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise Him in the heights, praise He all His angels, praise Him all His hosts, praise Him sun, moon, praise Him all His stars of light, praise Him you heavens of heavens, and the waters that be above the heavens. Praise God. Can the physical elements praise God? See, the Spirit is revealing a secret here. It's revealing a people created in the image and in the likeness of God, a celestial people, a spiritual people who have their being in that one we call the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. In Him you have the stars of God. These are the seven stars at the right hand of God, which we also call the messengers of God, the morning stars, the sons of God. Praise God. These are the ones that praise God in the heights. Praise God. And as we praise God in the heights, what we imagine, our thoughts are made manifest in the natural realm. God wants to return His sons back to that place of power. To Him that overcomes will I give the bright and the morning star. Praise God. Amos chapter 5 verse 8 says, "Seek Him that makes the seven stars and the Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning." Let's stop there. Seek Him that makes the seven stars. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And turneth the shadow of death into the morning. Praise God. Seek the Lord your life. Seek the Lord your life with all your soul, with all your strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. The whole scope of the world today is to get men back to their original state of pure spirit. Praise God. It will mean leaving religion, leaving our concepts of a man called Jesus, leaving our concepts of baptisms. These are what Paul calls the principles, the elementary things of the faith. It is time to leave the spheres of organized religion, where you pray this way, where you dress this way, see, where you have to do it this way or that way. But it's now time to awaken back into that celestial man who stands as the bright and morning star. This is the way back to salvation, the way back to all power and glory. It is written that he has given them power to become sons of God. Now those sons of God that we see today are those morning stars. See, when you look in the skies and you see the stars in the skies, you are actually seeing kings that are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Kings, praise God, who walk in the image and in the likeness of God. Kings who have been raised out from the dust. See, where the men of this age inhabit, out of the realm of the dead. And have been raised, the psalmist says, from the dunghill. They have been raised to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, ruling and reigning once more as sons of God, as God ordained from the beginning. Hallelujah. And the moment is now when you hear the voice of the trumpet. He says, return back to your first state. Return back to the days of your youth, the days when you were pure spirit, when you were purely spiritual minded, when your eyes were open to see only the things of God, no more the things of man, no more the things of religion. Praise God, it's a wonderful thing. You know, Daniel saw this same vision. You see this in the last chapter of Daniel. Daniel saw those who were asleep in the dust being awoken by the great angel, Michael, the great angel, the great prince, which is an allegory of the workings of God today. Christ, the great prince, bringing an awakening in the sons of God who are sleeping in mortality. Because this mortality, which actually a state of being, a consciousness of carnality, praise God, they must awaken back into that original state of the sons of God. God, many who sleep in the dust are being brought to light today. They are being raised up from the dead to put on that consciousness of immortality. Hallelujah. Because this mortal must be swallowed up by immortality. Praise God, as the sons of God who have been sleeping in ignorance are working to that true identity. It's a wonderful thing, praise God. Daniel further adds that, you see this in verse 3, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So you can see that those who awake from the dust are those who shine as stars. The Bible says that promotion does not come from the east, from the south, from the west, but promotion comes from God. The power of the resurrection that is working in the saints today, meaning the power of the awakening, hallelujah, is that which is raising up his sons back into that consciousness of pure light. Amen. Praise God. These are the morning stars who sing before the throne of God. These are the sons of God that sing with one accord, with shouts of joy. Brethren, the hour has come to awaken. Awaken to truth. This is the only way to escape the tribulation that this world offers. There is no way out of the realm of hell. There's no way out of the realm where the worms feed on men, but by hearkening to the voice of truth today. It will mean an abandoning of religion, because religion does not draw you one inch into God's kingdom. Religion is in the dark. Religion is the work of those who are underneath in the graves. But God wants his sons to come back into the light by awakening from the grave. You are holy and perfect already before God. You are light, because that is the way you are generated to be. All you need is to awaken to what you are. Not by acts of religion. Not by trying to please a system. It's not by trying to, you know, follow a methodology of teaching or beliefs. It's not by water baptism. It's not by, you know, laying of hands. It's not by night vigils. It's by knowing the truth and awakening to the truth. Praise God. This is the power of God working in you now to cause you to realize the morning star that you are. Praise God. This is the only way back to joy and delights. Praise God. Know these things and you'll be relieved from your many problems. So this is the key to let you out of that tribulation that you have suffered all these years.